Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Proven themselves pretty fair detectives, even if they did learn the business through a correspondence school, and they have just solved the great midnight train mystery. Now, for the first time, we get an intimate glimpse into the home life of Punkinville's well-known criminal catchers. The old boys are in their bedroom at the Widow Snodgrass's boarding house. They are dressing to go to their office, but all is not well. And as we look in upon them, we hear a lively argument. That is, Cy is trying to make it lively, while Elmer has retired behind the silence of a grouch. We will now hear how the well-behaved detective does not act at home.
Oh, shucks.
Why don't you say something, Elmer? Elmer Peabody, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, Higgy.
And why don't you say something?
Ain't got nothing to say.
That's why I know there's something wrong with you. You always have got plenty to say about everything.
Yeah, well, I said what he got to say, and he didn't like it.
Nah, of course he didn't like it.
Yeah.
And nobody'd like it to be talked to like that. I ain't feeling any too good right now.
Oh, you ain't feeling any too good. My goodness, you don't never feel good.
Huh?
Say, you got more darn complaints than anybody in the whole wide world,
yeah,
Si.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you always have. Always imagining you're sick.
I ain't imagining.
Yeah, too.
I am.
Yeah,
you always have. I got real troubles, and you know it, Elmer. Oh, but you've been awful mean to me ever since we come back from that kidnapper's business out to the section camp.
Yes, and you know why, too.
No, I ain't done you no harm, have I?
Say, you ain't done nothing to nobody but you hang around this here boarding house and getting the widow's wage.
You jealous me.
Jealous of you. No such a thing.
Yes, you are so.
I am not.
You are so. Well, then if you ain't. Why did you get mad for when the widow went out this morning?
Why did you? Well, because you and the widow was acting so darn silly.
There wasn't nothing silly about it.
Thanks,
I was just a hole in her coat for her, that's all.
Yes, well, if that ain't silly, I never saw nothing.
You didn't have,
well, you didn't have to keep your arms around us so darn long, did you? Just get a coat on, did you?
Whatever's got into you, Elmer? All the time that you was taking the widow out and buying her ice cream sodas, I never said nothing to you.
Never said nothing. That's all you did.
Yeah, I can't help it if she's getting tired of you.
What's that?
Yeah, she wants to go places with me. I can't help it, can I?
You tried very hard to help it. She didn't ask you to go to the ladies' aid lunch, you do, did she? Well, did she ask me that, Si? Did she ask you? Did she?
No, Elmer.
Bet you last
time. No, I asked her to go with me.
Bet she did.
Well, of course she did.
Yeah.
But she said I didn't pay as much attention to her as I ought to.
Oh, shit.
And how lonesome she was for me. And
lonesome, yeah.
How tired she got going with you.
What's
and,
that?
Yeah, and listening to you talk about yourself all the time.
Say, look here, Si Perkins. That's all I want to hear from you. Every darn last word. Now, everyone.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, from now on, you and me are stunned.
Yeah,
finish
fine.
Through.
Yeah, all right.
That's all I can stand.
Yeah, yes, with her. Why don't you go around with me and don't care nothing about you? That's her business.
Yeah, well, all right, Mr. Perkins. From now on, you and me ain't no partners. We ain't nothing. We ain't no friends. Not a darn thing.
Well, that don't make no difference to me.
Yeah, maybe don't. Hey, say, wait a minute. That's my necktie you're putting on there.
No, it ain't. It used to be yours, but it ain't no more.
Certainly is.
Well, my necktie now. The widow said I should always wear blue, on account of it going with my eyes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, my eyes, Elmer. And this is the only blue necktie here.
You wear the blue necktie that kind of goes with your eyes.
Yeah?
Why, Si Perkins, them dirt old eyes of yours are so washed out, they ain't got no color in them at all to go with nothing.
You can say all the mean things you want to, but I'm going to eat at the ladies' aid sociable with the widow.
Well, go ahead, eat with her. Hope it chokes you.
And tonight we're going to pitch a show.
Pitch? What for? so you can't see nothing unless you sit in the front row. You know darn well that Widow won't sit there.
She'll sit any place, Elmer, just to be with me.
Well, what do I care?
Come on, if you're going down the office.
I ain't going with you.
Well, you got to get out of the house anyway.
Say, are you telling me to get out of the house, Cy Perkins, where I've been paying my room and bills for 20 years, are you?
Widow, give me the key.
Give you the key?
Yes, and she said I was to lock it up when we left.
My goodness. Between you and the Widow, you're both going crazy. This ain't no kind of a house for me to live in, no way.
Come on. I'm ready.
Yep, so I'm ready myself.
Elmer, that hurt,
Elmer. Well, I can't help it if you run around sound asleep and walk into doors.
You hit me with that door purpose.
Did not.
You did, sir.
I did not, I did not.
You did, thank you.
Well, even if it did, didn't hit you hard enough. Watch them stairs. Be careful where you're going, miss.
Elmer. You tried to push me down them stairs.
Yeah, we did.
You did so. Elmer, you're jealous of me and the Widow.
Jealous? I'm sorry for the Widow, that's okay.
Elmer, you opened that door right in my face.
Oh, we got it open anyway, didn't it? Keep your face out of the way.
Well, then shut it so I can lock it.
Did you check tight enough for you?
That ain't no way to act, Elmer.
Hey, sorry, wait a minute. What's this in here?
What thing?
Right there on the steps.
Oh, that's the Widow's clothes basket, ain't it?
Yes, it is, but them clothes don't look like nothing I've seen around here before. Besides, what would the Widow be doing leaving the basket on the front step?
I reckon maybe she forgot it.
Yeah, I suppose most anything could happen to her since she's going around with you.
What?
Bet you lie, but I bet she never walked down them steps this morning and left that thing on the porch.
I reckon maybe she's in a hurry. Go on, Elmer. Pick it up and take it in the house for her.
Take it in yourself. I ain't run no errands for your Widow.
She ain't my Widow, Elmer.
You act like it all the time.
Well, never mind. I'll take it.
Go ahead.
I ain't afraid of a little work. I'll show you who's the strongest fella around here. Elmer.
What?
Elmer.
What?
Why, Elmer.
Oh, shucks. What's the matter now?
Just look. What's on the top of the clothes in that basket?
Where about, huh?
Right on top of me.
Well, of all things. Sigh, that can't be the Widow's clothes basket.
Now, I know it can't. But how did it get here?
Well, don't look at me. I didn't put it there.
Yeah, somebody did.
Certainly they did. Anybody know the basket full of clothes with that dog was sleeping on never got out on them steps by itself?
Oh, I know the basket never climbed up there, Elmer.
Yes, when you did.
What I mean is, why would anybody leave a dog on a basket full of clothes on a Widow's porch?
Sigh, Perkins, if you don't quit asking foolish questions, I'm going to put your head right down there in that clothes basket. Yes, sir. You can lay there with the dog.
This ain't no time for talking mean to me, Elmer. We got to do something about this.
Yeah, come on, let's get that pup out of there and see what he looks like. Come on, dog. Come on, puppy. Come on, get up out of there.
Well, he's just a little dog, ain't he?
He's very big, and so he kind of acts funny and sleepy like, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's shaking all over, Elmer. Reckon maybe he's cold?
Oh, shucks, I know. He couldn't be cold, laying there on them blankets on a nice warm day like this.
I know. I know what's the matter with him, Elmer.
What?
He's scared.
Huh?
Yeah, scared. That's what's the matter with him.
Say, maybe you're right. Looks like it all right, don't it? Sorry, maybe the folks where he lives ain't been treating him real good.
No, I expect maybe they treat him kind of like you treat me, Elmer.
Oh, shucks, forget it.
I can't forget it.
Yeah.
What do you reckon we better do with him?
He kind of hate leaving right here. He looks a little and scared and everything, poor little fella. Look, let's take him in the house and feed him, huh?
Will I take this basket and all in?
I reckon you better, sir. I want to have a look at them basket blankets and things to find out who's there.
Well, hold the door open for me. Hold the door, Elmer. This basket's pretty heavy.
Oh, I'll hold the door. You want more weight nor than the Widow. There you are, sir. Now get in the house.
Wait a minute, Elmer.
Wait for what?
Now you've done it, Elmer. You slammed that door right on my crazy bone.
Slammed the door, nothing. It just pushed it kind of easy, like. That door never came nowhere near your head.
I said my crazy bone.
Yeah, so did I. I said your head, didn't I?
Now, Elmer.
Well, quit arguing about it, will you? And hold that pup right side up. Stop it. Stop jiggling that basket around so much. You'll have him seasick.
Where are we going to put the basket?
Take him apart and set it down.
How about taking him out of the basket, and putting him on the couch here, Elmer? He ain't got much room in that little basket.
What do you mean? That basket's longer than his, ain't it?
Yeah.
Set it down there.
He's awful funny and quiet-like, Elmer. I thought the dogs always jumped around and barked and all that.
Well, maybe he's hungry, Si. Look, go on down in the kitchen. Get him something to eat.
What'll I get, Elmer?
Well, great shakes. Don't you know what to feed a dog?
Yeah, I guess I ought to, but I kind of forgot.
Well, I know what to get for him. You just wait here and I'll get back. What was that?
I did hear something, Elmer.
Sounded like a mouse.
Elmer, The widder ain't had a mouse in her boarding house for 20 years.
Well, I bet there's one here now, anyway. There it is again.
Yeah, and it come from someplace close.
Well, Hucky, you can't always tell where noise comes from. Cy Perkins, are you playing tricks on me?
How do you mean, tricks, Elmer? I ain't doing nothing.
Yes, maybe you ain't, but that noise came right over there by you.
Can't help it. I never made that noise.
Well, then you got a mouse in your pocket.
Elmer.
What?
That noise is coming right out of that clothes basket.
Well, now, why didn't we think of that before?
There's a mouse in them clothes.
Yes, yeah, that's what you say. Maybe there's a mouse in them clothes.
Yeah, and it didn't sound like a mouse, Emmy.
Couldn't be nothing else. Now, look, Si, we take them clothes out of the basket one at a time, and if you see that mouse, land on it quick.
Oh, there, there. That's a cute little blanket, ain't it?
I never seen such a little bitty blanket, Si. Look, maybe they left it out in the rain and it kind of shrunk up, huh?
Right.
Look, Si, the cover is moving.
Moving?
Yes, sir, look.
Yeah, so it is, Elmer. How about getting a stick and hitting right down in through them blankets?
No, better not, Si. That wouldn't be so good for the clues. You might tear them all up.
That's right.
We just sort of keep peeling them blankets off one by one now till we get that scamp in the bottom of the basket. Then we get it.
Elmer.
Si.
Can't.
Tis so.
It can't be.
Well, it must be.
Oh, how could it?
Well, why couldn't it?
Are you sure?
Certainly I'm sure. Here you are. Here you are. Look. Si, see it open its mouth?
Yeah. I reckon it is, Emma.
Ain't no doubt of it, Si. That's a baby.
Oh, sketch it.
Yes, sir, Si. A real live baby.
But, Emma, what's a baby doing on our porch?
Well, my goodness. I know. I didn't put him there.
What a clothes basket full that was. Now the detectives have a lost baby and a stray dog to add to their worries. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station.